In one L.A. neighborhood near Century and Avalon, the trash on the street used to be out of control. Jonathan Lopez, who works at a nearby cell phone store, has noticed a change in the alleyway behind the store.
Like, if you're going down the alley, you're not going to hit nothing, or there's no dead dog around, or any sofas laying down.
Dead dogs? Lopez laughs as he recalls what it was like.
They don't pass by covering their nose or nothing.
He's right. In the alleyway behind him, there's only one mattress there. No dogs, living or dead. South L.A. resident Roshan Hicks remembers what her street was like last year. She and her sister describe a neighborhood that had rats and fleas.
Large appliances, beds, bed frames, just bags of trash that, you know, who knows what's in it. Tires and all kinds of things be dumped here.
Hicks credits the city's Don't Dump on L.A. program for the cleanup. The city of L.A. has targeted these neighborhoods to crack down on illegal dumping. City Council member Jan Perry knows residents take pride in their neighborhood.
This is their front yard, you know, just because they live on a street that sort of dead ends and curves on into the freeway doesn't mean that they should be disrespected.
The city of L.A. received a $500,000 grant from the California Integrated Waste Management Board to target problem sites around Los Angeles. They have used the money to clean up key areas, prosecute major offenders, and to encourage residents to report illegal dumping. The city attorney's office says illegal dumping is now down by over 50%. Councilmember Bernard Parks says that the money has been put to good use since the program's start last year.
Over 1.5 million square feet of graffiti have been painted out. Almost 3,000 bags of trash have been picked up. Over 3,000 students have been educated about the ills of dumping in the community. That's just a short time period of how we've used this grant money to impact the community.
At a news conference today, city officials helped the LA Public Works Department load a mattress and other bags of trash into a dump truck in city resident Hicks' neighborhood. Hicks says the program is a start.
Just because we're in this area, I don't believe it has to look so bad. I think it'll go uphill from here. All the residents, everyone should get encouragement from this and try to do their best. I know I will.
Still, some residents who didn't want to be recorded note some problems with inconsistent pickups. Councilmember Perry and other city officials acknowledge that the program isn't perfect, but they stress that the word needs to get out. If you want to report illegal dumping in L.A., call 311. This is C.J. Doblo, Annenberg Radio News.